Our present meditation is on the real presence. Over the years in giving retreats, no matter how short the retreat may be, I try never to omit at least one meditation on the real presence. As we know, God is present in the world by His universal presence in everything created. When did we say God created the world? He never left the world. As God were present in everything which exists, nothing would exist. God must exercise the same infinite power which He exercised when He brought something into existence out of nothing. He must remain present whatever exists, otherwise it would cease to exist. As our faith tells us, when God became man, He decided to remain in the world as the God-man until the end of time. Our reflection in this meditation is on how is God, who created the world out of nothing, how does He remain in the world of what we call the real presence? God is present, as I say, naturally. Nothing would exist. As God began to be present in the world, wouldn't be a world, as there was no world, until God, by His infinite power and goodness, decided to be in the world. God is present in the souls of those who are in His grace. But He is present, we use the adjective, really, real presence in the Holy Eucharist. As we approach this most important subject of the real presence, we first make a few what I call presuppositions. There will be no real presence of Christ on earth unless He had become man. The incarnation is the foundation of Christ's real presence. Even with the incarnation, there would have been no real presence if Christ had not, on Holy Thursday night, instituted what we call the real presence. Moreover, even with the institution of the Eucharist, the Holy Eucharist would not now be present on earth unless Christ had instituted the priesthood. It is only because Christ instituted the priesthood on the same Holy Thursday night, giving men, His 12 apostles, the power to bring Him down on earth and hear it, not only as God, but as the God-man. Our purpose in this meditation will be to cover the following four areas. What is the revealed foundation of the real presence? What do we mean when we use the word real presence? Thirdly, what is the purpose of Christ's real presence on earth? And then, the wonderful development of doctrine. They are more clear in 1999 than the world was when Christ first instituted the real presence at the Last Supper. First, then, would be called the revealed foundation. Christ's institution of the real presence is described at length in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And, strange to say, in great detail in St. Paul. In the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, Christ promised to give us the Holy Eucharist. The Church's apostolic tradition confirms the teaching of Scripture. How we need to understand this. When Protestant came into existence in the 16th century, a priest for 15 years, Martin Luther, taught all kinds of errors. But the most basic error of Luther was to deny the real presence. The Church has always taken Christ's words literally. When, as we know, he said, speaking of what had been bread, and declaring, "This is my body." Speaking of the chalice of wine, pronouncing the words, "This is the chalice of my blood." And the words in Latin are calyx, chalice, and not cup. For the first 1,000 years of the Church's history, there was no serious questioning of the real presence. It was only in the 10th century God preserved the Church for 1,000 years. Any major heresy denying or undermining the real presence. When the early Middle Ages, there were errors, but they did not deny the real presence. Over the years in teaching theology to my own Jesuits, I told them and would read the full text, which the Pope defined, to be exact, in 1079, declaring that he is really present, the same identical Jesus who was born in Bethlehem, who died on Calvary, who rose from the dead. But hear it, Christ never left the earth. When we say Christ, we mean the whole Christ. True God who became a true man. In 1965, Pope Paul VI repeated the same long description of the real presence given to the church in 1079. What we believe is that provided the man has been validly ordained, provided hearing, provided he still believes in the real presence and expresses as a priest does at Mass over what had been bread, this is my body, or what had been wine, this is the chalice of my blood. The moment a validly ordained priest, I repeat, who has the faith, pronounces the words of institution, what had been bread becomes a living Christ. And since the Second Vatican Council, as we know in many of our churches, not at every Mass, but frequently receive under both species. Well, let's be clear. The whole Christ, in His humanity and divinity, is present, really, truly, entirely, in every drop of what had been wine, in every particle of what had been bread. I would like to spend hours describing the real presence in every single drop of the precious blood, in every smallest particle of the Holy Eucharist. And when Paul VI, in 1965, redefined the real presence, he used the same identical words as his predecessor, Pope Gregory VII, used when in 1079, then reigning Pope, defined the real presence against the first major heresy. Date, I repeat, 1079, denying the real presence. The Catholic Church is present only where the people still believe the validly ordained priest pronounce the words, "This is my body, this is my blood." What had been bread and wine still look like bread, taste like wine, but the substance is no longer either bread or wine. The substance is, in Latin, the totus Christus, the whole Christ. What do we mean when we say we believe in the real presence? We believe in every particle of the precious blood, in every particle of the consecrated host, the whole Christ, as spelled W-H-O-L-E, everything which makes Christ, Christ is present in the Eucharist. He is therefore present where the fullness of His humanity. Christ in the Eucharist is present with His face and hands and sacred feet. Christ is present, this needs to be repeated, with His full, sacred, living, human heart. Christ is present with the fullness of His divinity. He is present with the fullness of His humanity, body and blood. When we see fullness of humanity, we mean Christ is present with everything that makes Him man. His hands and feet, as we've said before, with all the qualities of His humanity. Christ is present with His human body and human soul. Christ is present with the substance. Everything which makes His body is present in the Holy Eucharist. His soul is present in the Eucharist. And the Church has somehow defined the totus Christus, the whole Christ, is present in the Blessed Sacrament. Whatever else I share with you during this less than 2 full-day retreat, in God's name, keep asking our Lord for a deeper and clearer understanding of the real presence. This is what it means to be a Catholic. Every major heresy in the 2,000 years of the Church's history has, in greater or less measure, undermined, questioned, denied the real presence. The early 17th century, after Protestantism came into the world, St. Robert Bellarmine counted over 200 heresies, all calling themselves Christian, denying the real presence. This then is the whole Christ who is present. Having then makes Christ, Christ is present in the Eucharist. His divinity, but hear it, His divinity which assumed a human nature. Christ is present in the Holy Eucharist with the whole body that received His mother when she conceived Him at Nazareth. Christ is totally present in the Eucharist with every faculty of His soul, His mind, His will, His emotions. It's the whole Jesus Christ. He is present with every particle of His humanity. The deepest expression of our faith, there is nothing we believe that is more total in its pronouncement than our faith in the real presence. Now, some implications. We must believe that God became man, lest we believe and understand that real presence becomes meaningless. God became man. God assumed a human nature. He became a true man. Christ, may I ask you, how many minds does Christ have? One or two? Two. Christ has a divine mind as God. Christ has a human mind as man. Christ, in the real presence, has all that makes him God. He also has everything that makes him a man. He is present really and truly with every limb of his body. And most importantly, as the church has emphasized over the centuries, in the Holy Eucharist, he is present with his human, sacred heart. And why over the centuries, devotion to the real presence is the most important way we can practice devotion to the heart of Christ. Besides being present in the world, as we say naturally, being present by his indwelling in those who are in the state of grace, the Catholic Church believes that Christ is present on earth in every tabernacle of the Catholic Church. One thing I would like to emphasize, one reason for this meditation. Now I keep repeating, less than 2 day retreat. Whatever I hope and pray gather from this retreat is a deep understanding of and devotion to Jesus Christ really present in the Blessed Sacrament. Everything. The word is everything that makes Christ Christ is present in the Holy Eucharist. Christ is present in the Holy Eucharist with the fullness of his humanity. His hands and feet and pierced sacred side. I like to tell people, remind them, in heaven we shall see Christ with his pierced sacred side. In approaching this most important subject of the real presence, we should first make sure we understand certain presuppositions. There will be no real presence unless God had first become man. God became man. A real human being. Having become man, God will never cease to be man, remaining man, for all eternity. I repeat, there will be no real presence on earth except for the Incarnation. And with the Incarnation, there will be no real presence unless Christ at the Last Supper on Holy Thursday night instituted two sacraments. He instituted the Eucharist and instituted the priesthood. Over the years I've spent hours explaining to my students, God became man nor to remain on earth as man until the end of time. In other words, the Holy Eucharist is Christ, the incarnate God. Everything, and the word is everything, which makes Christ, Christ, is present in the Blessed Sacrament. There's not a particle of difference, objectively, between the Christ who is now in heaven, whom we hope to see and be embraced by, in heaven when we reach there. There is nothing that belongs to Christ which is not present, whole and entire, in the Eucharist. This means that we have in the Holy Eucharist the same identical, I wish to stress, emphasize, repeat, identical Jesus Christ. We now see the right hand of his heavenly Father in heaven with the institution of the Eucharist. There will now be the real presence, unless Christ at the Last Supper hear it, whatever you forget from this retreat, in God, you do not forget this. Christ of the Last Supper hits you the Holy Eucharist, but he also, what an indispensable adverb that is, he also hits you the priesthood. Shall I say it? You're now living in an America where I can safely say millions of once believing Catholics are no longer Catholic. People tell me, well, quote, the homily they hear at Mass, the priest now, rather call on this floor than say it, but say it I must. The priests now no longer believe in their priesthood. The heart, the essence of the priesthood is to pronounce the words of Christ's institution and the priest repeating after Christ, this is my body over what had been wine, this is my blood, and thereby changing completely what still looks like and tastes like bread, looks like and tastes like wine, is no longer bread and wine, is the living, pulsating Jesus Christ. Having taught priests 25 years, my own Jesuits, another 14 years in the seminary in New York, the most important reason why Christ issued the priesthood was to enable the priest to consecrate bread and wine in his own living body and blood. Let me say it. The United States is going through the most serious crisis of its existence. And the crisis, shown in many ways, is mainly revealed in the weakness And in so many cases, the loss of faith in their own priestly power to change bread and wine into the living Christ. In other words, you're always to associate the Holy Eucharist, the real presence, with the sacrament of holy orders. When I give retreats to priests, I never think I'm spending too much time in emphasizing the single most important power of the priesthood to change bread and wine and the living Son of God who became man. Our purpose here is to look briefly indeed at the meaning of the real presence. First of all, the revealed foundation. Christ could not have been clearer when he, at the Last Supper, took bread and said, "This is my body." The chalice of wine and pronounced the words, "This is the chalice of my blood." But hear it, the plainest and most unquestioning institution of the real presence in the 6th chapter of John's Gospel. Where Christ could not be clearer declaring when he institutes the Holy Eucharist. When he made the promise, he had not yet instituted the real presence. He gave us, as he said, himself. There is a definition, which I'll not read now, written in 1079, as he said, by Pope Gregory the Seventh, repeated by Pope Paul the Sixth in 1965, the single deepest and most devastating error prevalent in wide circles of the United States is the questioning, the doubting of the real presence. I never thought I would tell this to people that I'm giving a retreat to. In God's name, if the church you belong to, or the church you go to Mass on Sundays, if the priest is not very clear his own faith in the real presence, find another parish, or to another church, in Detroit where I live, there are some 30 parishes that have closed their doors. And why? The main reason was and is the widespread loss of faith in the real presence. All of this needs to be known and believed. What do we mean by the real presence? We mean the validly ordained priest pronounced the words, "This is my body, the chalice of my blood, would have been bread and wine, taste like bread and wine, look like bread and wine, but are the living Christ. I keep repeating, I've been a priest now for 52 years. There is nothing, I mean this, nothing more basic in the Catholic faith on which everything else depends than faith in the priesthood. I'm talking the Archdiocese of Chicago. Some years ago, got a call from Chicago informing me this past week exactly one half of the priests ordained 10 years ago in the Archdiocese, 50% left the priesthood. I know why they left. They never really had their faith firm and their priestly power to change bread and wine into the living Jesus Christ. What do we mean when we say we believe in the real presence? We believe the whole Christ with His body and blood, His humanity and divinity, is present, hear it, in every particle of the consecrated host, in every drop of the consecrated what have been wine. And the whole Christ is present with His substance. He is present, the tactical phrase, with all the accidents of His body. He is present with the Holy Eucharist with His fingers, with His eyes, with His hands. He is present with all His physical properties. In a word, and the Council of Trent has defined, in the Eucharist is present the totus Christus. Whatever else you memorize in Latin, I beg you memorize those two words. The totus Christus, the whole Christ, is present in the Blessed Sacrament. What are some profound implications of His, what we call, real presence? The same, identical, I repeat the word identical, Jesus, who is present in heaven, the right hand of His Heavenly Father, that same identical Jesus is present here in this chapel. In the Holy Eucharist, Jesus Christ is present. Why? Give us the graces that only He can confer. He confers the same graces which He conferred when He rose from the dead and blessed His disciples. The Holy Eucharist is therefore a sacrament. It gives grace, like it begin a 4-semester course over the years I've taught on the Eucharist. 4 semesters, 3 classes a week. Christ is present in the Eucharist with the fullness, the totality of His humanity and divinity. Having that makes Christ Christ, He is present here in this chapel. I repeat it, let's send 2-day retreat in God's name and ask our Lord to give you a deeper faith in His real presence. You're only as Catholic as we believe in the real presence. Well, I know I've taught too many priests. Whatever makes Christ, Christ is present fully and completely in the real presence. When we receive in Holy Communion, whom do we receive? The whole Jesus Christ. And wonder of wonders, in the Eucharist, He confers, we receive Him totally as man and completely as God. I've said this before. I have less than 2 full days to give you the retreat. Common sense tells me to insist on certain truths of our faith you should live out entirely. I beg you, I plead with you, if you're not going to communion yet, every day, start as a fruit of this retreat.